Anthony Albanese is Labor's leader of the House. It's been his job this year to muster the numbers, not always easy, and navigate the government's legislation through the chamber. Anthony Albanese, welcome to Breakfast.
Hi, good to be with you again, Fran.
First to the mining tax, why was it so important to hold that vote just before 3 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday morning? Why not wait until the details of the funding deal with the Greens could be announced?
Oh, let's get real here, Fran. The funding details. We're talking about $20 million.
Yes, but you made sure the Greens kept that secret. They didn't want to.
Of savings that we were making, and we're making a whole range of savings in MyEFA. The big deal is not that. The big deal is getting through a tax that will ensure that the big miners will pay more for the resources that they can only dig up once that are owned by every Australian, and the fact that we'll be using that money to increase super, cut company tax and build infrastructure in regional Australia.
Well, that's the point, though, isn't it? That is the big deal in the government's term, but it clouded it by insisting the Greens keep this secret, which meant the opposition can come and say, well, MPs were forced to vote on this without knowing the details. It's secret deals with the Greens.
No, it didn't, Fran. You're talking about that, but the punters out there, when they get their better super, the companies, when they get their company tax cut, when we have regional infrastructure getting roads and ports and railway lines in regional Australia, that's what they're interested in.
Let's go to the year that was. As far as the government's concerned, the experiment of minority government has worked in the sense that 250 bills have passed through the House. You've had to give up a lot along the way, though. I mean, is there one major bill you can name that you've been able to get through the parliament without making concessions to the crossbenchers? Or in your view, doesn't that matter?
Structural separation of Telstra. There's one, Fran. There's one that was talked about for decades. This parliament has got it done. This parliament is building, is ensuring the national broadband network is being rolled out. All the NBN bills have gone through. This is.
I certainly think there was some dealings with Nick Xenophon, at least on that.
This is a reform. Look, Fran, you've been around a while. With due respect to both of us, worked in this building. The fact is, there's only been one term whereby the coalition had the numbers in both houses for everything else. They had to negotiate their way through with the Democrats. That was the case with the previous Labor government as well. That's the way the politics works. What's occurred in this parliament is that some of the negotiations have taken place in the House of Reps first and then in the Senate. But it has always been the case, with the exception of what I'll call the work choices term of the Howard government, the final term that killed it off when they had absolute power and it went to their head and they imposed work choices on the Australian people. With that exception of that term, for the entire time I've been engaged in politics, the government has not had a majority in both houses and has had to negotiate its issues through the Senate. There's nothing wrong with dealing with the parliament that the Australian public have voted for. And it is extraordinary, Fran, that we have had 252 bills passed by this parliament, none defeated, no amendments passed without the support of the government. This is a parliament that's functioning well. This is a parliament that has dealt with the mining tax, pricing carbon, structural separation of Telstra, national health reform, national education reform, right across the board, Fran.
Do you think
this is a government that is getting things done?
From your experience, do you think we've got better legislation in this country because of the input of the crossbenchers, or worse legislation?
Fran, this is a nonsense argument, is my point.
It's just
you.
A question. I'm wondering what you think.
We've always had input of the crossbenchers, with the exception of one term. It's a matter of where those crossbenchers have been.
Okay.
That's the way that the Australian body politics works. I know it's unusual that it's happened in the reps this time. And, of course, every government, every political party would like to win every seat in both houses. That's not the case. We have to deal with what we've got. And what we've shown is a maturity and a capacity to negotiate through issues, to ensure that the legislation has got through. Meanwhile, the coalition strategy, or the no-alition, has been to say no to everything and to abuse the crossbenchers.
You haven't got it all your own way. The government lost 25 votes on the floor. Now, back in the 60s, Robert Wenzes went to the poll after losing four
votes.
Like what,
Fran? Name one that counted. Name one.
Well, you've lost 25 votes on the floor.
Name one that counted, Fran.
You're saying we passed legislation that doesn't count.
Name one that counted. None of them were on legislation, Fran. Get real. There were votes on things like that the member be no longer heard.
I was going to make the point that there's been some senior voices.
Not one that you can point to, Minister, or that anyone else can point to,
The broader point I was going to make was that there has been some commentary from business leaders in particular that they think the country and the economy is not going as strongly, it would be stronger if we had a clearer government. The minority government is working against the interests of the economy. Do you have a view on that?
I have a view, which is that I hope that Labor wins every single seat in the House of Representatives at the next election.
Okay. Can I ask you, Anthony?
That's my view, but you deal with what you deal with is you respect the outcome that the Australian people give you and you work with it. That's what we've done, Fran, and the business community, who I deal with all the time as Infrastructure and Transport Minister. What they know is that in my sector, for example, we've got reforms happening, like National Transport Regulators, $30 billion benefit over 20 years. That is an enormous reform that will make such a big difference to productivity in this nation. We haven't been able to get it before. We've got it through now.
You've also got a mining tax through. You're the infrastructure minister, as you just reminded us. The government's threatening to withhold infrastructure payments linked to the mining tax from New South Wales in retaliation for New South Wales increasing its mining royalties by more than $900 million. The states are furious about this. Isn't it the truth that the states can actually do what they like with their royalties?
No, the fact is that Barry O'Farrell is a coalition leader who I think hasn't quite come to terms with the fact that he's now the Premier, not the opposition leader.
Well, and hang so on, any state Premier would jack up about a Commonwealth threat to dock them $900 million.
Well, do you see Colin Barnett or other Premiers out there day after day bagging the federal Labor government? No, you don't.
Barnett was out yesterday bagging the federal government on the very issue.
Barry O'Farrell is out there every day. And what's interesting, Fran, is the silence from the Noalition, led by Tony Abbott, when it came to New South Wales and WA's decision to increase mining taxes. That was fine. But when the federal government says, in an arrangement agreed to by the big mining companies, that miners should pay more, big miners, on their super profits, you hear nothing from the Noalition.
Right.
And last night they voted against it.
Anthony Albanese, thank you very much for joining us.
Good to talk to you, friend.
Anthony Albanese is the Minister for Transport and Infrastructure and Leader of the House.